In 1917, nine independent Houston oil men organized the Humble Oil and Refining Company. 2 years later, they sold controlling interest in the business to the Standard Oil Company of New Jersey. Jersey Standard let the nine co-founders operate Humble as its Texas subsidiary and provided them with capital to build the largest oil refinery in the United States in Baytown. Humble built its headquarters in Houston in 1921 at Polk Avenue and Main Street on the south edge of downtown. Rather than challenge Houston's tallest skyscrapers, it was only 9 stories tall. However, what distinguished the Humble building architecturally was its restraint, which architects Clinton and Russell of New York used to imply power. The building looked as if it was lifted off Lower Park Avenue in Midtown Manhattan. The architects faced the street walls with a blend of brown tapestry brick, accentuated with classic limestone pilasters. A copper cornice rimmed the roofline. Technologically, it was cutting edge. In 1932, it became Houston's first office building to boast central air conditioning. By 1936, the 17-story Humble Tower rose at the back of the original structure. It was designed by Houston architects John F. Staub and Kenneth Fransheim. With a second addition to the building in 1940, the Humble complex occupied most of a city block. But by the late 1950s, the company began planning a new headquarters, which opened in 1963. It's now the ExxonMobil building. The old Humble headquarters became a rental office building. But in 2002, it was reborn. New Orleans developer Historic Restorations, with Leti Ventures of San Antonio, rehabilitated the original Humble complex as 2 Marriott hotels, an apartment tower, and retail space. What remains unchanged is the building's sense of metropolitan stylishness, which once again lends a hint of New York to the south edge of downtown Houston.